The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. No sponsors this week. Fuck it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, man. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, boy, we're back. Let me just adjust this little mic that I've got going on here, pushed up to my mouth. I've got on some thing that I bought out of Primark. So if you're wondering what sort of level of production is going on here at the old General Banter fucking headquarters, it's an £8 stretchy clamp thing that I bought from Primark because it was beside the till. Talk about, what do you call that shit? When they put something near the till and you're like, oh, I think I need that. And you just buy it anyway, like a stupid bitch. Riding solo tonight. Today, it's the morning. And caffeine free. And I'll tell you why, because I just read an article. Healthy teen dies after drinking too much caffeine. 16-year-old drank a large Mountain Dew. Or if you're from here, fucking Dew. Mountain Dew. A latte. And if you're from here, a latte. And an energy drink. In just under 2 hours. South Carolina student Davis Cripe had a large drink of Mountain Dew. Yeah, well, we just fucking covered that. Schoolmates at Spring Hill High said that he chugged a large bottle of energy drink before becoming ill during a lesson. The final drink was believed to have caused the cardiac arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, which led to the death an hour later. Jesus Christ. I mean, there has to be truth in, like, people are sort of hypersensitive to caffeine, because I'm the same, and I know you're probably sitting there going, you fucking gaylord, but it doesn't, you know, some people it affects them in a good way, and some people it affects them in a bad way, you know, so, like, some people will take coffee, some people can't function without it, you know, they're like, oh, where's the coffee, and that'll carry them through the day, and then you get people like me who, I need a very gradual, like, fucking, you know, smooth arc throughout the day. Whereas if I have like fucking 7 coffees, and I know you're not supposed to have 7, but you know what I mean? It's all, I'm a bit like that. I'm either not drinking coffee or I'm drinking 15 litres of it a day. But, you know, you have too much coffee and then you're like off your tits. I can't actually, you know, supposed to have, you know, coffee to allow you to focus or whatever. But it affects me in the opposite way. It makes my brain like a fucking just 10 of bees, just meh. And then I can't think, and then I'm fucking hyper, and then I just go really tired, which is fucking insane. So I think it just affects people in different ways, and obviously this motherfucker died. Let me see how much he took. There was a figure there that I read. One of the drinks alone had like, hold on. Calculations using caffeine database. Caffeine. Here, see if you want to fucking bore yourself to sleep. There's a website called caffeineinformer.com. Suggest the student had consumed just under 500 mils of caffeine in the run-up to his collapse. The coroner went on to compare caffeine to other stimulants. We believe people need to pay attention to caffeine intake. Well, you see, this is a problem. You know, if you were 16, I don't ever remember drinking coffee until I started, like, work. What the fuck is that mic going for? Oh well, who cares? I don't ever remember drinking coffee until it worked. You know, until it worked in a place, and then everyone else is drinking coffee, and you're like, oh, this is fucking what you do when you're out smoking a bunch of fucking fags outside. No? So you know what I mean? You get stuck into the coffee, and then that's it. You're on the fucking wagon. But this wee dick is like probably not drinking that much coffee. Probably not, you know. Hasn't broken himself in, essentially, and then he has a big old Mountain Dew. Fucking Mountain Dews. You know, bangs a fucking... I'll tell you something, I've said this before, I had a tin of Monster one night in the house, because I was doing a bit of work, and just thought nothing of it. I was like, oh, I'll get a wee bit of energy off this. And I ended up doing fucking about fucking 500 press-ups on the floor, just trying to burn it off. I was like, I need to move, or else I'm going to fucking... My heart's going to explode on this seat. That's another thing I've learned. You don't actually need... I don't think you should be taking caffeine. When did this become fucking like, welcome back to Dr. Geddes. Fucking health information from the most unhealthy cunt you'll ever listen to today. What have you had today, Colin, for breakfast? I'll tell you what I had. Yesterday I made a bit of a chicken stew. You know, put chicken in there with the carrots and the leeks and the potatoes and I cooked it up. And this morning I was like, what am I going to... Even though there's enough meat in this house to fucking... Just give a fucking vegan a heart attack. I was like, I'm going to eat some of this chicken stew, okay? I didn't eat till about 10:30, so 10:30's pretty much lunch. And I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to have some of this chicken stew. Is that healthy? I don't know, you should probably be eating fucking blueberries and oatmeal and doing, you know, decline bench presses or something. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. But I'm over here dishing out health advice. What the fuck? What was the point? Oh yeah, I feel like you should only be having... caffeine if you're doing anything else other than sitting still. And there you go. If you want any more health info, please feel the Snapchat. If you need some speaking advice also, maybe we could hit some elocution lessons up on this bitch. However, yeah, fitness tips, I'll be on Snapchat. Colin Geddes. I'm just looking at this figure, by the way, the Barry the Blender page, which I run, has went up 2,500 likes this week. Fuck knows why. But there you go. You know, you mentioned the word fidget spinner. People lose their shit. Lose their absolute shit. So, let's get into general banter. In fact, let's see before we... This is the way the podcast works now, guys. If you're tuning in, this is how it works. What you do... First of all, here's what I'll do. Let me plug one thing. Lavery's Comedy Club is this Wednesday. That's all I have to tell you, okay? There's no sponsor this week. You don't need to flick through this bit. We're doing a Lavery's Comedy Club. We have a large lineup. We've got Aaron McCann as MCing, okay? And you got to go show support for Aaron because he has been in the depths of, quote-unquote, a revision binge. You know, he's been doing work and for his wee uni course, which is PR and marketing. So I think his Snapchat is at SnapMcCann. So what I want to do is Snapchat him and be like, Aaron, nobody, unless you have a brain injury, should be revising this hard for PR, you know? I don't mean to belittle your course, but you're essentially talking about handing out flyers for a nightclub, okay? That's what your course is, all right? All right, marketing, you know, one class, girls with tits, with a t-shirt with your name on it, boom, you know? What are you selling? Drape a half-naked woman over it. Watch it fly out the door. He's MCing. I mean, you'd think that giant loaf is full of knowledge, but it's not. You know, it's full of just the old tin caps of Captain Morgan's bottles just rattling about in there. Aaron McCann's MCing. Come on down. We have Colin Geddes, that's me. Connor Keyes, who is the longtime runner and MC of Daly's Comedy Club in Oma. Very funny, and if you're looking to buy any weed, he's your man. Don't ask him that, that's embarrassing. Kieran Bartlett hasn't been at Lavery's in a while, you know. He's been off doing whatever he does best, you know. Slabbering of people around the world. And Ryan Cullen is coming up as well. He, if you want to know who he is, okay, he's one of those guys where, you know, I only met him doing stand-up, and then you sort of click... On his, like, he's like, oh, I added him probably on Instagram. And you click on it and you're like, oh shit, he's a massive internet star. You know? Let me just see. Yeah, he's part of this little collective down south called Facts. Okay, there's a channel called Facts. They nearly have 1 million subscribers. I mean, most of it, it's obviously an Irish run thing. So every single video is Irish people do this, Irish people do another thing, Irish people, you know, try American snacks. And he's a big part of all of these videos. So, you know what I mean? He's got a fairly big internet presence there, old Ryan Cullen. Funny guy, funny jokes, real dark stuff, which I'm sure you'll be into, you know, mid-laveries. A couple of old fucking filthy jokes. Go on, check that out, that Facts thing, and keep an eye out for Ryan Cullen. So there you go. That's your lineup, and that's all I'm going to say. Let me move on to tell you about what this podcast has become now. I'm going to get stings made. You know, a sting is like a wanky term for a little piece of sound that you play in between sections. So if I was like, hey guys, this is General Banter, I'll go, General Banter, meow, 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 meow. Right? That's what's going to happen. So it's broken down into General Banter, Colin Google stuff. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have a section where I officially Google weird shit. So feel free, anytime I put up suggestions, send me all your just Google suggestions. Because it's always funny to listen to a man look at pictures, is it not? You know, the time, you know, they were like, oh, such and such died, from whatever fucking... Who was that, actually? Did someone die from a spider bite that was in a band or some bullshit? Or am I making that up? Or else he died... I don't know. I typed it in, and it was some flesh-eating disease, and I nearly fucking barfed on the MacBook Pro there. So that's a good section. Audio Picnic, which I'm stealing the name of our old podcast, and I'm going to bring it in as a section. Audio Picnic. This is where we pick clips of the week, which have ridiculous sound bites. You know, we've had a lot of them. Last week we had the fucking, I'll fight anyone in this fucking park. My ma in Botanic there, and various other cool shit. So any cool clips that come up, any stupid clips, any weird accents, we're gonna go through them. And then, of course, questions at the end, which are usually pointless, but it's become a tradition to get through that. So what have I been up to this week? Let me glance through this. First of all, me and Begley shot a fucking video last week based on the old Botanic Girl. And I'll tell you what, you've never seen two men, like, what would people say, humming and hawing? Like fucking debating. By the way, have you noticed there's no screech in the background of this? Old dickhead Geddes had the old laptop plugged into the sound recorder to power it. And obviously the voltage or whatever is a bit fucked up. So it's like screeching in the background. I fill it full of fucking batteries. Boom. There we go. Even though that's going to die within the hour. But there you have it. So, yeah, me and Begley were going to make this video, and I was like, right, let's dress you up like that girl. Let's put a fucking long denim coat on you. It's like a cape type thing. You know, let's put on what other shit that we have. I mean, I had like some white grapple tape that I would use for jiu-jitsu to tape my fingers up. Put that around his legs so it looked like those gladiator sandals. And then basically we had got all ready, and I was just like, someone's bound to see this that knows her. And then we had a really fucking, like, We didn't want to sort of directly take the piss out of her. We wanted just Begley to look like her. Because here's the thing with that girl, right? Here's the thing with that wee girl. She could have went home, and I know there was like a Facebook post that went up, and I read it, but she could have just fucking said nothing, because she's not identifiable from the video. You know? She could have taken those stupid fucking shoes and binned them and was like, that's not even me, so it's not. You know? Telling her friends at school if she's still at school. She's fucking 12. But, you know, that's what she should have done. It's not like there was a big fucking picture of her face and everyone knew who she was. She was just this anonymous, crazy person. But, so we ended up just going, yeah, fuck it, we'll make the video. And sure enough, it did the rounds a wee bit. But it was funny. And then what was even funnier was watching Begley, a grown man, try and take tape off his legs. You know, just scraping those wee ginger hairs off his fucking legs, goddammit. It was a sight to behold, so it was. So it was. Jesus Christ. First of all, oh, here. See, before it go anywhere, this is ADD in audio form here. This is what happens when there's no guest. Maureen's not here this week. Not that she's a fucking guest, as she lives here, but, you know, maybe some people are happier it's just me this week. You know, you get the odd fucking weirdo who's like, here, tell Colin's girlfriend to not be on the podcast because it makes it way better when it's just him. I love him, so I do. Fucking loser. Guess what, mate? Don't listen then. It changes all the time. You know, just because I do a few with her doesn't mean it's going to be a steady thing. It changes. If Mickey was here, please stop doing fucking podcasts with Mickey. What do you mean stop doing it? I did it once. Also, you're not paying for it. And, you know, go fist your auntie. Let me just check a thing here. There's some Snapchats. I'm trying to get a picture of a dude. I want to do some shout outs here because last week I said if you're from a weird place, send me a motherfucking message. Okay, I can't even get the guy's name. We've got a fella in the Isle of Man. Respect to him. I can't get his name, I forget because I lost it on Snapchat. Tim Brooks. The other week you were talking about other people listening in other countries. Here's me in San Francisco. Do I get free shit? Because it's going to cost a feckin' arm and leg to send it out here. Yep, Tim there in the old San Francisco. He took a picture with the fucking Golden Gate Bridge in the background. Lynn O'Donnell. Shout out to her. I'm a dog nanny. And first of all, that's the best job I've ever fucking heard in my life. I'm a dog nanny. That's not fair to everyone else in the world. Jesus Christ. Like, you go through everyone's fucking job. What do you do? I'm an accountant. Well, that's probably a decent job, but boring as fuck. You know, just going through all these boring jobs. What do you do? I'm a plumber. What do you do? I just work in a call center. What do you do? I literally look after dogs. Okay? In Copenhagen. From northeast of Scotland. Love your podcast and Maureen's input. Perhaps you could do a makeup tip section. I'll tell you something, Lynn. That isn't going to work on this podcast because this is an audio podcast and I don't know how there's plenty of times where I talk about fucking photos. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, look at this. You can't see it. But I'm pretty sure Maureen talking about makeup. I mean, we'll get that sorted because she should probably be doing stuff on her own, seeing that she's teaching fucking like masterclass type things every fucking couple of days. But makes your dog walking more exciting. Are you joking me? What's more exciting than dogs? We don't have a dog, you know, since the incident of the adopted and re-given back dog. I don't know if Lynn, you've heard that story. I'll skim through it. We found a dog. We looked after it over the weekend because there was nowhere to hand it in. It was a Chihuahua Jack Russell mix. We called it Manny because of its Mexican roots. And then we give the dog in to the fucking sheltery kennels place and they have to look after it for a certain amount of days before they put it up for adoption. So no one came forward for it. So we told the lady, like, listen, if nothing happens, give me a ring because we'll just keep that dog. Because Maureen's family went from, like, three dogs to none in a very short space of time because of various ailments and fucking accidents. And I was like, we'll keep that dog. So sure enough, the woman called up. We went, got the dog. And we had the dog for a couple of days. And then the woman rang and was like, oh yeah, the family came forward. Legally, it's your dog. But, you know, we can't fucking... he's like, you don't have to give it back. But this woman got in touch because the dog had been with the granny who was looking after the grandkids. And the dog got away and the kids were like, oh my God, there's our dog in the paper. So I had to give the dog back. We didn't have to, but you know, what sort of fucking psychopath just, oh, your kids want their dog back? Tough. Geddes has already paid the £65 chip fee, so kiss my black ass. But yeah, I feel a bit broody for dogs at the minute, you know. I've decided, you know, you want to be like the hard lad who's like, oh, I would take a pit bull. See one of them blue pit bulls? Jesus Christ. They're class, but... I do like wee dogs. I don't know why. I just like wee, cuddly, scrappy dogs. You know, border terriers, that sort of shit. Even though they're not that... They're not that wee and scrappy. You pay about fucking $2,000 for one of them pieces of scruffy shit. But anyway, shout out to all those people from all around the world. Copenhagen, fucking San Francisco. I'll have to re-listen to my last podcast, because did I say I was going to hand out free shit? I'll figure something out. I'll figure it out. I should really get little packs together for people who are in different fucking countries and whatever. Anyway, last week was pretty much spent just shooting videos that I needed to shoot for Magners. I should have vlogged this, but it was under such time pressure that it couldn't be held. But I'm basically doing a video for Magners. Me and Begley did videos for them last year, and I'm redoing some this year for the music festival season. And one of them is the return of a character called Gary Henderson, which I used to do a lot. But bringing it back for like Gary Henderson's fashion tips for festivals. And it's one of the more ridiculous things I've ever fucking made for anybody. It truly is mental. It actually makes me feel uncomfortable knowing the fact that it's going to go up. But it did show Maureen's mum the video, and she pissed herself laughing. So, that you know, that's a good sign. You know, as much as you would laugh seeing, you know, your daughter's boyfriend in a thong, but sure. What can you do? We did a last minute gig up in Derry there on Thursday. Shout out to everyone who came out to that. One of those weird gigs though, you know, full disclosure, it was weird for me. You know, it was just one of those like fucking Connor Keyes did well. He opened. He's at Lavery's this Wednesday. Very funny. There's a middle section, Bobby Best, Anto Barrett, did two open spots. And then Mickey was up in between, being hilarious as usual. And then I went on the headline, and it was just, I stepped in like 2 minutes, not that this matters, but it was like two, what was it? Yeah, like two fucking, 2 days before, sort of stepped in, but I went up and it was, I don't know, it was just weird, didn't feel it. I'm sure people would be like, oh yeah, it was pretty funny or whatever, but for me, I was just like, that didn't really feel like I really fucking got the most out of that. My fault completely, you know, just trying to hash together a set with some new stuff in it and whatever, but I'm sure everyone had a decent night, you know. Mickey was in ridiculous form, and then I borderline slagged him a wee bit from on the stage, and while I was on stage, he had about 50 fucking drinks, and then he went up and was trying to slag me off, and I was like, mate, just for sure, finish. Finish! But there you have it. That was it. Drove Begley up. Drove him home. You forget. Do you know what? There's plenty of times, you know, you go for drinks and someone's driving and you think you're being normal, but you're totally blocked. And it's weird. It's weird. Just I've done it before. Where you're like, I'm just maintaining a perfectly normal conversation, when you're probably like, I've said the same thing 15 times in a row here. Not that Begley did that, but, you know, I've definitely done it myself. So that was all we did, really. Thursday, we decided to go to the Northwest on Saturday. I was like, I'll drive up. I know a place. We go to this wee fucking secret church. It's not a secret church. Hundreds of people at it. But we go to this wee church, and, you know, we just drove up. He has a motorbike, but he drove us all up, parked, and it was the biggest fucking shit show of all time. You know, it started raining a wee bit. We got out of the car, went down to the fucking road, saw a warm-up lap, just all these fucking giant bikes flying past, which, I'll be honest, I'm not a big petrol head, like, but it does give you a fucking bit of a route when you're standing there. It's just fucking, and you literally cannot believe what you're seeing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck? It's insanity. You're just like, why the... Like, that's dangerous on a track, you know? If you come off a bike, you're like, oh, I'm doing, like, fucking 190 mile an hour, and I come off and I slide over a piece of grass. But, like, the fact that you're doing that, and it's surrounded by walls and trees, and you're just gonna fucking bash into someone's, like, front porch when you come off, it's like, what the it's complete fucking insanity. But anyway, we've seen a practice lap. Someone came off, spilt a bit of fucking oil. They had to clean the oil up because it was wet. they're like, oh, there's going to be a delay for about an hour here. And it was just like, fucking, come on the fuck. So, yeah, we're just waiting around. Waiting. Then it comes on the fucking radio. It's like, oh, yeah, a lot of the bikers have decided to, like, refuse to ride in those conditions and everything. And I was like, right, lads. And I thought just we're mad bastards here. And then some guy was actually, hey, well, the thing is, we're just not brave enough, to be honest with you. You know, these bikes do 200 mile an hour, and I'm not going to get on this bike at that fucking speed and, you know, end up in a hedge somewhere. And it's just a helmet full of mints. But we waited. And then we're like, yeah, I might do it in an hour. And then my sister was there, and she's like, I can't believe you're going home and all. And I was like, well, what's the fucking point? What's going to happen is, it's going to be like, you know what, you wait an hour, and they're like, oh, well, there's still water on the ground, though. I know it stopped raining, but there's still water on the ground, so maybe we should, you know, just give it another minute. And then before you know it, you've waited to fucking 7 o'clock, and nothing's happened. So we went home about 3, which is a bit of an upset, like, but... And then as soon as we got home, of course, the weather cleared up and everyone started racing. And then there's some of the most, they're like, oh, it's one of the most epic races there's been in years at this fucking thing. And you're like, oh, good. And by the way, it wasn't even on fucking TV. We got to my dad's house and he's like, this was the whole plan. I was like, right, it's raining. Let's just go to my dad's house, get a pile of drink. We'll watch it and fucking whatever. We get back and I'm like, here, stick it on there. And he goes, I have it on the phone. And I was like, what? He goes, that's on. I have it on the phone there. And I was like, is it not on TV? And he goes, nah, it's not. He goes, you have to stream it on the iPlayer. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? And I take my laptop everywhere. I literally take it everywhere. And that day I didn't. And I was like, I should have fucking just brought it, because then we could have watched it on TV. And at that point I was like, if we're sitting around watching this on a goddamn phone, I am not drinking beer. This is a waste of beers right now. So I ended up just going home like a couple of boring bastards. And watched one of the most depressing documentaries I've ever seen in my fucking life. So there, that was it. That was the Northwest story. Drive to a church. Drink a fucking cup of coffee. Watch bikes go past once on a practice lap. And then get back in the car. Wait for an hour. And then decide to go home. And the banter on the fucking radio. These two fellas. Clearly just chin and pints. I don't know who they are. I'm not familiar with the road racing like. But these two guys that were like commentating. They were fucking blocked. And they were having great crack with each other. And some of the... You could obviously text in and get a shout out. And these ones are like... So shout out to fucking Deirdre there. Who's would like to say thanks to Carol for the lovely lemon drizzle muffin that she got. One of the best she's ever had. Great stuff. That's great. Now, do you think these roads will clear up? Nah, definitely don't think they will now. That's the rain on for the afternoon. Looks like it's going to pish down. Anyway, Roger here says... shout out to Davey the Tits. He is down at Macro Boy there. And he's eating a... He's getting a wild slagging because his wife made him a prawn cocktail sandwich. And shout out to, what was his name again? I forget, Davy the Tits or something, because he's a big baldy prawn-eating faggot. All right. They say there's oil still on the track down there. There might still be oil down on that track, indeed. That is correct. There's oil there that causes slippy conditions for the riders. And there's no point in exaggerating the danger that they're already in. You know, they're road racing around here. And, you know, it is wild dangerous. Teresa would like to say shout out to she's out there in the car there at Metropole. She's got 6 kids in the car, and she's like, would you all shut the fuck up in the back of the car? Your mom's trying to drink gin in the front anyway. But yes, we believe such and such had a problem there with his bike. Yeah, they're changing the tires and all. They say the tires are a bit soft now for the fucking the wet is coming on there. And shout out to the Armoy Spastics, they've called themselves down there, who are barbecuing. They're barbecuing at the side of the road. Don't be getting food poisoning now. You know, you wouldn't want to stop when you're driving home drunk and have to be sick now, would you? Anyway, hopefully this weather will clear up and we'll... it was fucking... And that was it. Like, see the way I completely blanked out there while I was doing that. That's the way it was. It was like fucking... They didn't take a breath jumping between serious bike news and like insane shoutouts from these fucking lunatics. It's madness. Absolute madness. Tommy, who's down there at Carrick G, your wife has said she's leaving you because you don't pay her any attention and you've got a wee small dick. But anyway, enjoy the races and you'll not be here when you get home. I do believe the BMW team are pulling a bike. I didn't know BMW made fucking racing bikes either, so there you go. I'm such a... so out of the loop on the road racing, guys. Do you know what I'm saying? By the way, I said I came home and watched the most ridiculous fucking documentary of all time. I put out a bit of a request on Snapchat. I was like, guys, tell me what you've been watching recently. And people sent me... I'll be honest, I've seen most of the stuff. The documentary world, you have to get real deep. You know, it's, everyone's like, have you seen Super Size Me? And have you seen this? And have you seen that? And I was like, yep, seen all those. And then you need to go a bit deeper to get the real shit. But I watched one called Dear Zachary. Jesus Christ, the night. If you want to go watch this, skip the next whatever amount of minutes. Fuck me. I'll skim you through the premise of this shit, right? It was basically a story about a guy, I think his name was Andrew, who was a trainee doctor, real nice guy. Everyone fucking loved him. Had family in England. He would travel from America to see them all the time, blah, blah. And was going out with this girl, kind of broke up. And then went to fucking some medical school or whatever. Starts going out with this woman. He's 28, she's like 40. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing with this crazy bitch? Everyone thought she was just a bit over the top. She was always like overly sexual and weird and stinking, by the way. And this guy was like a fucking... he looked like Jack Black mixed with the lead singer of Future Islands, right? In fact, that's a fucking spot-on comparison. That's exactly what he looks like. But, you know, real funny guy. Every time it showed you him doing like, it showed you him doing like wedding speeches and stuff. He was cracking jokes. He was like Jay Leno. You know what I mean? He was fucking bashing out jokes. Pretty sound guy. And he's got out with this girl. Everyone's like, oh, you could probably do better than her. And he's like, nah, I can't. I'm a piece of shit and whatever. So basically what happened was they sort of nearly broke up or some shit. And there was a bit of arguing going on, a bit of jealousy or some shit. And then, by the way, it just so happens that this guy, his best friend is a filmmaker, which always happens, you know what I mean? Here's my interesting friend who something terrible happened to. Oh, by the way, I make films and I have footage. And it's always like, I hate when those things happen. It's like, oh yeah, we used to make a load of like student-y films together. So there's hours and hours and hours of fucking just tape that this guy can go through to make this. I mean, think about something happens to you, something horrendous happens to the average person. How much of a trail of stuff do you really have? You know, they'll take your Facebook profile picture, you know, with you and fucking three mates in Magaluf, like, all fucking suntanned and whatever, sunburnt. That's about all they'll have. You know, all these people that seem to... you know, how many people have enough fucking material on them, video and photos, to make an interesting documentary? Not many. Always think about that, you know. That's how you should live your life, like someone's gonna make a fucking documentary about it someday, because chances are you're just gonna fucking die and no one gives a shit. You know, which is gonna happen to... I mean, there's very famous people who die and people are like, oh well, someone more famous died on the same week, so fuck that guy. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, so this real nice guy got out with this... what is with these flies everywhere? He's got out with this fucking 40-year-old woman. There's some dispute or whatever. Everyone's freaked out about this girl. He goes to meet her. Oh, they break up. This is what it was. They break up. He puts her on a plane. He's like, listen, this is over. She flies fucking whatever amount of miles. I don't know whether it was like 2,000 miles or something away. And he's like, right, I'm sorry, we'll have to break up. Then she arrives at his door. She drove the whole fucking way, like, without sleeping, like 3 days or something. And then his best mate was like, I would not go meet that girl. And he goes, why? And he goes, you know, if I put someone on a plane and broke up with somebody and they drove back, he's like, I would fucking, I would be a bit suspicious about that. And he's like, nah, I'll be grand. And of course, he's like, the fuck? She's like, yeah, come meet me at this park or whatever. And he goes and meets her and she shoots him like 5 times, kills him. And you're like, what in the name of Jesus wept? But yeah, killed him and everyone's freaking out. And everyone's like, yeah, you fucking bitch and whatever. Here's the deal. She goes to prison. She's up the duff with his baby. What the fuck? So she has this baby. And they sort of battle to get custody. Not custody, but like supervised contact, is that what they call it? Visits with this baby. So the parents of this guy, who seemed lovely, they wanted to see the baby. So they have to go to prison to do these visits with their grandchild, essentially. But the ma who killed their son is still alive. So they have to put on this brave face of like, let me see this baby. While this... And she's just cracking on like, you know, oh, well, there's a kid and all, blah, blah. You make sure you take care of him, all this shit. And it just seemed like the weirdest fucking thing to have to go visit your grandchild. But you're being sort of... You're in the same room with this woman that like shot your kid just because she was angry. But they were just cracking on like it was all normal. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, well. And then whatever happened, this back and forward shit, and she got out of... They were basically trying to say that because she already killed this guy, Andrew, they were like, she's of no danger to anyone else because he was the only one that she was angry at. So she killed him. So game over, you know, carry on with her lives. Now that she's taken care of that, it's grand. So you've done a bit of time. I'll let you out. She gets out. There's more disputes about the fucking baby in custody, and she's freaking out at the grandparents, like, are you taking care of this baby? Meanwhile, the grandparents are fucking saints, you know what I mean? And there was this thing that was always happening where, like, the granny had spent so much time with the kid that the kid would just go to the granny every time because the granny was this warm, lovely old lady, and the ma was this fucking full, cold, creepy serial killer. And there's dispute went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you think you're already watching this documentary going, this is fucking hectic. I would not like to be in this position. Then she just takes the baby one day, kills herself, kills the baby. And you're like, and this just happens in the fucking... it was similar to like when I was watching that OJ thing. Not the dramatization, like the Made in America one. And they're talking about, yeah, we all know he killed his wife, blah, blah, blah. And then with no warning whatsoever, they just flash, douche, there you go. There's her fucking neck ripped apart down to the spine. And you're like, oh my God, could you have warned me for a second there? Triggered. Similar to this, it was just like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she took the baby and, you know, such and such rang the police. Oh yeah, we found a fucking woman and a baby dead. And you're like, okay, what in the fuck is going on here? And then the grandparents are obviously, if they weren't fucking distraught enough over the fact that this crazy cunt killed their son, she now, because of the failed like judicial system, was able to be out of prison and take the baby. And they were like, well, she's harmed the person she wanted to harm. She's no harm to anyone else. And then she takes this baby, kills the baby, and they're just like, just completely fucking like, just confused as fuck. Just like, what the fuck is going on? Why was she out of prison? Why could she take that baby? The only fucking link they had really to their dead son, who she also fucking killed, and then she took this baby and killed it. And the film's called Dear Zachary, which is supposed to be like a film made by his mate to show the kid, but then the kid gets fucking murdered, and they were like, this has more become a film of like showcasing how much of a bunch of saints the fucking grandparents were and how fucking tolerant they were and all these other people who were mates of the guy Andrew, the son. They were all like, oh yeah, this is just to let you know that you still have reason to live. Like, we are still all your children. We grew up in your house and your wonderful parents and people and whatever. And just not, because the two of them were just like, what is the fucking point? You know, they're about to kill themselves, but it's just one of the roughest, like literally one of the roughest documentaries I've ever seen. And just, you know, we told Begley to watch it, Connor Begley, and he sent the fucking Snapchat to me to Maureen, and he was just had like tears in his eyes, and he's like, why the fuck did you tell me to watch that? It's one of those documentaries, but you're just like, oh my God, it's an amazing document. The way the guys put it together is amazing, but it's just the topic of the fucking thing is just one of the most hectic fucking things you've ever seen in your life. Fucking horrendous. So after that, that was one of those nights. You know when you watch something and you're like, I have to like watch cartoons the rest of the night to get over that shit. That was one of those nights. Fucking hectic. We actually watched 6 Days to Air, which is about Trey Parker and... No. Matt's... What the fuck are their names? Trey... Am I getting that right? Google. Who writes South Park? I really should know that. In fact, I really should watch South Park, but it's just a thing I've never really get into. Trey... Is it Trey Parker? Trey Parker... Trey Parker? Matt Stone? Is that their names? Trey Parker? Oh my god, I'm a fucking retard. Hold on. Trey Parker. Huh? Matt Stone. Oh my god, retard. Watch the documentary about them coming back off Book of Mormon and having to write South Park again. And it was pretty cool the way they sit down and come up with the ideas and run with it and then have to develop it into the fucking schematics, is that the word? Or the wee animatic things, and then moving into the actual animated stuff, and it comes right down to the wire and everyone's just exhausted, like falling asleep at their desk and everything, and then it goes out and it's hilarious. It was great. And then Maureen's like, isn't it weird the similarities between you and the creators of South Park? And I was like, no, I think it's just the fact that that's how all... Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, that's how all productions go, you know? No matter on a small scale to a big scale, it's like you sit there, you come up with an idea, you plan it out, then you have to go do it, and then you edit it. And I was like, that's the way all productions work. In no way am I like the creators of South Park. So we watched that, and it made me jealous. I was like, I would love to fucking, like, I would love to have... Like, see when you see those duos of people where they're like, oh, these are a fucking amazing partnership. And they speak really highly of each other. And they're like, yeah, he's definitely the sort of fucking... He's like, he's the chef. He makes the final call on everything. And I have my fucking strengths within this thing and he has his. It always makes me real jealous. The people, you know, I know I used to make videos like Dan Watson. And we used to sit down and we used to fucking drum up ideas and whatever and then try and go do them. But... It was laborious as fuck, and it was a bit of a struggle to fucking try and get together and do that. And then obviously that went pear-shaped. But I know a lot of fucking funny people, but there's not many of them that it would... You know, I don't really have a real fucking partnership with any of the comedians that I hang around with that where it would be like, oh, do you want to just make stuff for the sake of making it? I know a lot of funny people, but I don't really know that many, like, creative people. I mean... Shane Todd and Dave Elliott, they get along, they're that sort of thing where they're like, let's get together and we'll fucking scheme over our podcast, and you know, they work on things together. I don't really have that with anyone. And I'm very good friends with a lot of comedians. But it's just a stand up thing, you know. There's no natural like, oh, would this be funny if we just got together and made a fucking idea together and did a thing? It's always a fucking, this and I'm doing this and, you know, pay me loads of money. Oh, Mike, see if I drop this one more fucking time. But yeah, that's the general vibe I got from. I was just like, I was jealous of their partnership almost. It's hilarious about them taking acid at the fucking, what do you call it? The old Oscars. Right, let me look up something. This is the Google section. Someone suggested this. I think it was Michael Jardine. Let me just try... Well, of course, I don't know if anyone suffers this problem with a wireless mic or a wireless keyboard. It takes a fucking second to kick in. See if this is something hectic. Right, this is in the Google section. This is called trypophobia. Trypophobia is a proposed phobia of irregular patterns or clusters of small holes or bumps. The term is believed to have been coined by a participant in a... Come on to fuck. In an online forum in 2005. Fear of like holes or something, basically. Yeah, I've seen this before. And the place where I seen it first was... I think it's a... is it a lotus flower or something? Before it sort of bursts out into like flowers. It looks like... It's like a little green circle with like little seeds in buried in like holes. And the first time I've seen it, it was like someone had like photoshopped that onto someone's like tit. or something. So it looked like a fucking nipple that had all these holes in it. And I remember showing Maureen, and I was like, look at that. And I knew it was fake. And she was like, oh my God. She completely freaked out over it. And maybe she was just like, I don't know. It's, you know, one of those things, like if you've seen someone like had an injury to their dick or balls, and you have dick or balls, and you're like, oh. But yeah, I think it was just showing her a female tit. And she was like, oh my God, imagine that on your tit. She freaked out a bit. And then people are saying that that's... hold on a second here. For the love of Christ. I'm going to live... this is Maureen on the phone. Nope. But are you finished the podcast? But go ahead. But yeah, she's got a fear of that sort of thing. Loads of wee holes. I don't know if it's an actual disease or what the fuck it is. Or people are just freaked out by the notion of it. But who's this? Who the fuck is it? Oh my God. This is me texting during a thing. I mean, I'll give off about other people being distracted on podcasts, and I'll just go ahead and use the fucking, just text people. So yeah, there's a bunch of gross holes. Is it a disease? If I can get that fucking sentence out. Not really. I mean, everything I'm looking at here is like, I mean, that's fucking gross there. That's just flat out gross. There's a... Jesus fucking Christ. There's a picture of someone's, like, teeth. They've had all their teeth pulled, and then they're getting, like, veneers put in. And it, that's gross. That's, like, a bunch of fucking holes. Oh, I can't even think about that. You know, we were talking about that with Maureen's mum. She was saying, like, her parents... This is like, yeah, there was a period of time where, oh my fucking days. She goes, there's a period of time when people just like got their teeth out, you know? She was like, you would go in the dentist and he's like, right, it's about time. Do you want to get all your teeth out and get fake teeth? And there was probably a period of time where people were like, yeah, I don't want any pain or I don't want any of that shit. Take it off the fuck. So, Jesus Christ, mate. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so they just took out all the teeth, but there's a picture of someone there with all their fucking teeth out. There's someone with a weird tongue. That's pretty fucking rank. Trypophobia, skin disease, itchy tongue. Is that for real? This guy's got a really big fucking fat, rough-looking tongue. That is fucking disgusting. Mouth stuff's rank, isn't it? Like... Fuck teeth in the asshole. Anyway, I've spent a lot of time just looking at people with holes in various parts of their body. Okay, that one's fucking rank. Do they really do that? Do they? Oh no! Oh fuck me! How the? Oh no! There's one guy there that has like, obviously, like, worms in the bottom of his feet, and they're somewhere in Africa or some shit, I'm guessing, because it's a toilet, and they just, they pull out all the fucking little worms with a blade. Disgusting. So rank. Now I just feel ill, to be honest with you. We're going to have to lighten this up here with a bit of a wee audio picnic clip. Here we go. Here's today's clip.
I'll respect him more. Me out when I'm on my period, I'll respect him more.
Hey, chop the butt out of your face, bruv. Are you mad? Like, bruv, what are you talking about, bruv? No, fuck that.
Do you hear that sentence up top?
If a guy licks me out when I'm on my period, I'll respect him more.
Fuck that.
If a guy licks me out of my period, I'll respect him more. What is it with all these, like, you know, fucking... I'm a strong feminist. I gotta, you know, it's like, accept me exactly who I am. Like, you can't, you know, in civilized day-to-day stuff, you can't be accepted exactly how you are, because that's not the way things are done. You can't be like, here, see if you want to fucking get any respect for me. You gotta lick my fucking blurt while I'm bleeding out of it, right? Or else you're a piece of shit, nothing male. I mean, there's, nobody can get on how they'd like to get on, because it's not acceptable. You know, you can't walk around and be like, hey, what's up, girlfriend or wife? I'm just gonna fuck anyone in the mouth that I see that I find attractive, because that's how I feel. And you know, I'm an animal. I'm a man. That's how I need to represent and express myself, is by just fucking blowing beans on any fat booty that walks past me. All right. And they can't just go ahead and do that, because that's a bit rapey. But you know what I mean? You can't be like, these are the real natural fucking feelings of so. Now that sounds like I'm just like a full raper. I was trying to go a bit extreme there, but you know what I'm saying? You can't be like, yeah, listen, I'm a fucking woman. I bleed out my twat. If you don't lick me out of my fucking period, you're not a real man. You're like, Jesus Christ, woman, relax, please. Oh, fuck me.
On this, no, he likes the whole of me. I'm a package. The blood comes with me. This just shows that, Nunu, do you know that you need to really go and get yourself educated? You know what do you know what period is? Do you know what you're saying? It's a part of you. It is a part of you. It is an egg. It's a foul element that's coming out of
you. Can you test your own blood? Can you put your hand in there and lick your blood?
It is the foul element.
So our other lady friends there are like, I don't even think you understand what she's like. It looks like blood, but it's mainly not blood. It's not just pure runny blood, which probably would be fine. It's like, do you understand what that is? And then she goes, would you put your finger? This is a real podcast. It's actually happening for real. Would you put your finger inside yourself and just like eat your own period blood? And there's probably people now. If you're eating, you know, some whatever for your lunch right now, I apologize, but this is the world we live in. And she says no, she wouldn't do that, and everyone loses their shit. It's hilarious. I mean, people think because you're making racial statements that you're being racist, but it's at the point nowadays where you can't even make sort of observations about certain races of people. But fuck it, this is the General Banter podcast. Black people have the best reactions of anything. If I was a bunch of white people, they'd be like, bro, that's fucking gross. These black lads are losing their shit.
Yeah, but it's the same way that a guy would not fucking go dick.
Shut up.
She goes, it's the same way a guy wouldn't suck his own dick. Let me tell you something, Laquisha, if I could suck my own dick, we wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. Of course you'd suck your own dick if you could reach your own dick. If you're near pulling it off your body about four times a fucking day, of course you would suck your own dick. And it's your own dick, you know, you can set up the scenario. You know, you can freshly wash it, you know what I mean? Throw a bit of fucking, you know, pardon the pun for this fucking subject, throw a bit of jam on it, you know, whatever. What do you want to do? throw a bit of honey on it. But, oh my god, of course you'd suck your own dick. Some of them black dudes probably can.
Shut up.
Nunu, no, no.
This guy's smacking the floor.
It's the same way a guy would not suck his own dick.
You need to just go and grow the fuck up. Like, seriously, there's a difference, yeah? Pick a girl out. A girl can suck a guy's dick, them two will still lips.
You need to grow the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and let me finish.
This is that, bro. You need to start realizing that it's part of a woman.
Chill out, man.
You're immature. That's why you're not sucking her.
Would you let a guy piss in your mouth?
No, I wouldn't.
Why? It's a part of me now.
Respect to him. Would you let a guy piss in your mouth? No. Well, that's a part of me. You know, that's a part of me. Oh my god. Me and Mickey had the. I wish you would turn it into a bit, because I don't really have the fucking comedy chops to do it. And it, like, his set's dirty enough where he could pull it off. Mickey goes, if a guy was on a period, he goes, men are fucking. He's like, they're disgusting. He goes, they don't care about STDs or, like, they don't care about their dick. And he goes, if a girl was on a period, he goes, would you rather put your. He goes, would you rather put your tongue in her muff, your finger, or your dick? And I was like, my dick? And he goes, see, you're such a piece of shit. Like, you're like, I don't want to have a hand or a mouth. I'll put my dick in it. It feels more fucking detached. It feels like a different entity altogether. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, here's another period joke. How many period jokes are there today? This is incredible.
Go on then.
Well, my mum has just gone away for the whole week.
Ah, fuck that. That's some bullshit sketch. That's one of the more ridiculous, things I've got. I mean, there's always, I've talked about this before, but there's something about, like, you know, these, what do they call them, feminazis? There's that wave of, like, extreme feminism where it's like, every point that you make has to be done with fucking period blood or else no one's going to take you seriously. You know? It's like, oh, God. Now, I would agree that you probably shouldn't have to pay that tampon tax because, you know, you do need it. But then again, there's a lot of shit you need. So, get over it. Maybe this should be way fucking cheaper than they actually are. Do you know what I mean? There's shit that, I mean, it's just, it's a fucking hygiene product. You don't have to buy it. You know, there's plenty of shit, you know, without just being that cunt who flips it on its head every time. But, like, plenty of shit men buy all the time. They don't have to, but they do. You know what I mean? Do you ever buy fucking Gillette razors? Suck my dick. You know, you don't have to buy them. You could grow a beard, but some people shave all the time, so you have to buy them. And you go buy them, and it's fucking 20 quid for four. And you're like, what in the fuck is going on here? There's just shit you buy. You know, you don't have to buy fucking tampons, but, you know, if you want to fucking ruin all your fucking clothes, you're going to buy them. It's just one of those things. It's just, unfortunate. I mean, it comes down to it's like any fucking sanitary product that you have to rebuy all the fucking time. I mean, I'm sure there's arguments against that, me being a fucking big old baldy privileged male who barely gives a shit about anything. But what can you do? Here's another fucking, I've just seen a thing about bees there. We went out for dinner with my dad on Sunday, and Maureen's parents were like, oh, we're going to this wee cidery festival thing. Not a cider festival, it was just a little fair thing at an orchard, and I was expecting loads of stands with cider and whatnot. And we got there, and it was like something out of fucking, just Father Ted. He was just like, fuck. One stall handed out shots, and another stall, like shots of cider for the taste, and then another stall that had honey, local honey, which was fucking outstanding. We bought some. That's what you have to do. You see, if you go into a shop and you're like, let me grab some honey, I'm going to buy a squeezy, you know, fucking whatever off the shelf honey. It's pointless. Buy the one that's got the shitty sticker on it that some dude down the street fucking farmed. That's what you have to do, because it tastes way better, and it's good for you, actually, you know, to get local honey. It's good for allergies and sickness and all that bullshit. But there's me. It's just, if anyone wants to sponsor this podcast, you know, we can get some honey on the go. So there you go. Boring stuff about honey. Let's get on to the old questions here, will we? Let's get on these motherfucking questions. By the way, fuck fidget spinners. I seen another cunt. What was it? It was some vlog I was watching. The guy's like, oh, I'm going to go to like this meetup where all these people are playing this fucking, like, it was literally like an old school toy that you would see. It was like a string with a ball on it, and they're doing all these little fucking tricks. People with fidget spinners and all that. And I was just thinking, like, what is it with people these days where you're doing things, you're becoming like experts at shit that is fucking useless. You know what I mean? Check out me doing fidget spinner tricks. What? Go to fucking school, you loser. Oh, I've got this thing. Like, I know all these swag tricks where, like, throw a ball up and catch it on this thing and throw it up and stop it and whatever. Hold on, they find out what the name of that fucking bollocks is, because it infuriated me. I was just like, if it was anything else, you know what I mean? Even when I was younger, like, let me see. Hold on. This is going to take a bit of fucking... But it was like, oh my God, sorry, I'm terrible at this. Terrible. I need an assistant in here. Okay, so it's called Kendama. Kendama. Kendama, right? This cunt goes to this fucking meetup. There's world's most amazing kendama ninjas. What are you fucking talking about? I swear, I was about to say a minute ago, when I was younger, you know, people went out and fucking, you know, they did all this bullshit, like, skateboarding and stuff, but at least it's exercise. You know, you can skate around for fucking an hour and sweat your bag off. This guy's dancing. What the fuck are you doing? So it looks like a cock and balls, and then you have, there is a ball with it, and you flip this thing around and do all these tricks, but it's like, why? Do a sport. Do a competitive sport, you fucking loser. Oh, mate, that is so... that is so poor. This is 3.5 million hits. I mean, I don't know what's worse. You know, people are like, oh, that wee kid's addicted to playing fucking Mario Karters. I don't know what's worse, playing that or fucking around with a stupid thing or fucking around with a fidget spinner. There's always some bullshit. Get a bike, you fucking dick. Play football. Play rugby. You know, do something physical. Go and do jiu-jitsu. Go do judo. Go do something that's fucking... you know what I mean? Go... do you remember when you were a kid just booting a fucking football against the wall for hours on end? For no reason whatsoever? Do that shit. You know? Because at least it's exercise and at least it could be put to use in a fucking team game or something. Someone's like, oh, what are you good at? Oh, do you have a job? Nah, mate. What are you? Or you're homeless? What do you do? Oh, just a fucking... I've got a fucking cock and balls with a string on it and then another ball. And I throw that up and catch it. Sort your fucking lives out. See if my kid had that shit, I just fuck it in the bin. Oh, Dad, look at the tricks I have. Let me see it a second. Smash. Straight in the bin. Fuck you. Boring wee cunt. Unbelievable. I'll rattle through the old snappy chat questions real quick here. I'm annoyed. Let me just... right, here we go. This is from Sabo99. Does people drumming with their hands on random objects annoy you? I always seem to do it, unless my girlfriend is there to tell me to fuck up. It drives her mad. I don't even realise I'm doing it. Caught myself doing it on the train today and wondered if I'd annoyed anyone. It can be annoying. You know, the old fucking drum on the desk. Also, if you're an actual drummer and you're all just like, you know, there's always something the drummers need to do when they hear a tune, when they need to like air drum to it. And you're like, yeah, I get it, mate. I get that you drum. Here's a question someone needs to solve for me for next week. How the fuck... if someone sends me a YouTube link via Snapchat, do I watch that? Because it won't click on it. And it won't copy. It just says saved, but I don't know where it saves to. That was from Aiden. Sorry, I don't know how to fucking... search OG Mudbone on Google. What's this? I'm going to blindly walk into, like, Mud... huh? Huh? Someone's going to just tell me to Google something. Did OG Mudbone die? What the... someone's going to tell me to Google something someday and I'm going to open it and just go to jail. What? OG Mudbone? Oh, fuck it. I know what the fuck that is. Was Mudbone not the character that Richard Pryor did? Anyway, sorry, these questions have descended into fucking lunacy. Whatever happened to Kieran Bartlett's podcast? Why don't you fucking ask him? Why don't you fucking ask Dan Watson why he doesn't make videos anymore? Why has all this fucking shit come through me? Whatever happened to Kieran Bartlett's podcast? He probably got fucking sick doing it because he got a girlfriend. You know, you have a bit of spare time in your hand, you don't do it. You know, you're getting some puss all of a sudden, it falls to the fucking wayside. Have you ever heard the recent Joe Rogan podcast where Eddie Bravo thinks the earth is flat? Yeah. I don't know if he was saying it was 100% flat. He was just saying, like, there's a lot of good arguments, but there's a lot of good arguments for all sorts of shit, but in reality, you just have to be like, well, that's completely wrong. You should check out The Governor. Oh, that was from a documentary shout-outs. Any good heckler stories? from the Maxilla. Not really. I've never really been heckled that fucking well, ever. No one's that funny. Anytime someone shouts out or makes noise, it's usually some fucking retarded. And they're usually drunk and they're usually just like, here, you're fucking fat or something. You're like, yeah, well, wait till I do my first 20 minutes of material, which is all about this the subject of fatness. So why don't you fucking relax? Ever seen Irishman lose his soup? I have, but I'm going to play that again because it's a classic. It's fucking... I just don't want my life to get to the point where I'm the guy who absolutely loses my shit because I've lost some soup. You know what I mean? Irish man loses soup. It is a fucking... It is an absolute blinder, this one.
Gone! Fucking rotten, beaten bastards fucking talking. I'll rock this shop apart, I will.
What shop?
This fucking house. I know that's fucking damaged. Jesus Christ, that's fucking leaking out shite now. Fucking goddamn packet of soup just robbed of me. Just robbed of me.
Oh my god. Oh, that's the guy in the thing. I thought that was my phone.
The fucking madness of life. Where the fucking pack in the fucking soup? Wretched.
That, I'm not going to play anymore because it's making me fucking depressed. That is what happens when you have like a fucking... You know what that is? That's Irish life. That's growing up and, oh, don't you be fucking doing anything too exciting. You know, you get a good job and you fucking work there and, you know, oh, don't be drinking too much because, you know, you're some sort of fucking pioneer, whatever the fucking word is. You know, don't you be having too much crack and you've kids and you can't do anything remotely fun anymore. And you know what I mean? And then you do that for 30 years and then someone steals your soup and you lose your fucking mind completely. That's what that is. That's a man. That's a man who doesn't do anything fun his whole fucking life. You know? Just stays safe. Never fucking reaches beyond his fucking means. Never like, you know, takes any risks. Tries to make money. Tries to be successful. You know what I mean? Just fucking... Yep, sure, that's grand. Go to work, get up, come home, blah blah, eat my soup. Where's my soup? Loses his fucking shit. You shouldn't be that annoyed about soup. You know? I mean, sometimes I feel like I should be more annoyed about general things, but I'm a reckless bastard. Like, I was wearing a t-shirt yesterday. It was an old t-shirt, and Maureen was like, there's a hole in the armpit of that, and as a joke, I just tore the whole thing off my body as a joke. And she's like, oh, well, you could have wore it for like fucking like workouts or something. And I was like, well, it obviously wasn't good enough to just sit here and watch TV, so I'll just rip it off for you there. You know, she hates waste and I don't care about anything really. It's a good combo. But definitely don't be this mad over fucking soup. Screaming, like,
you're relaxing, yeah?
Screaming over soup. Punching a sink because of your fucking soup. Loser! Oh, take the phone away from the fucking thing there. Brilliant. What's the best heckle you've got and how did you deal with it? Like I said, I've never really had one good enough to remember. What's your favourite car at the moment? Mine is... Oh, my name is Simon Glass. Favourite car at the moment. I would really love one of those fucking, like... One of those Audi, like... Is it, like, the fucking RS6 or something? The estate? But then it's just... I don't know why it's just synonymous with asshole drivers now. You know? Driving up your arse the whole time. Man from Ballymoney teaching the English a few local words. Oh, mate, how do I watch that? How do I watch a saved Snapchat? Bollocks. I'm trying to click on it. It's just not working. Anyway, fuck it. What do you think of the Dirty Onion's new dog-friendly policy? Is that right? They've got, like, dogs in there now? I think that's grand. I mean, if you ever go to England, every pub is full of fucking dogs. You know, it's not a bad thing. But then, most of that's been going on for years over in certain parts of England, and people are used to bringing their dogs out, and the dogs are well socialized, and they don't bother other dogs. I feel like over here you'll get some fucking spied going like, "Oh, you're allowed to bring your fucking 9 staffies and the Dirty Onion," and then they fucking chew the throat off someone. I spoke about that last week, the crazy fight that we saw in the old Dirty Onion. Madness. Clean fucking madness. Hey. podcast question. Did I answer anything there? Yeah, fair enough. Make it happen. If your policy is you can walk it and stand outside, which is what I imagine it is, do you want to stand in our fucking smoking area with this dog? Walk away. Any suggestions for a beginner camera for vlogging? Was going to get a GoPro, but not sure if it's better to just get an entry-level camera instead. God. Here's the thing, right, which I've learned. If you're going to vlog, it depends what you want. It depends how much you're going to spend. Like, you could get yourself something real fucking tasty for, like, if you're willing to spend about 500 quid. If you're willing to spend about 300 quid, you can still get something pretty decent. Maybe like a Sony point and shoot. Like the one I have. Where is it? Oh, fuck. The one I have. What is this? This is a Sony point. This is the point and shoot that I have, which I only got because it has a wee flip screen on it. And I just wanted something smaller than the big camera to carry around. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I want to go vlog something, but I don't want to take the fucking full rig with the GorillaPod and everything. I'll just take the wee point and shoot. It's a Sony HX80. It was 270 quid or something. But if you want to go more expensive than that, you could move into the realm of like a fucking, it depends how bad. There's a whole load of things that compete with each other. Like if you got one of those new GoPros that has a screen on the back, that would be good enough for vlogs. But then again, I have an iPhone 7 with 128 gig of memory on it, which would 100% be fine for vlogging. But it just means like it's in your phone then, and it's a lot of fucking data, or it's a lot of fucking media on your phone. It just depends. You know, you could 100% get away with a GoPro. The sound isn't great on it, but then there's wee mics you can plug into the GoPro. I don't know. If you really want options and you want to spend a wee bit of money, I would push for something like a Lumix G7 or something, just because you have options. You know what I mean? If you wanted a new lens, you can buy a new lens. If you wanted to run a fucking microphone into it, you can put a microphone into it. You know, there's certain cameras you'll buy, like this wee Sony. The sound is okay, but there's no mic fucking connection, so you're basically running on whatever onboard sound it has. But it's still good. I've made plenty of vlogs with that camera, and it's grand. So I would, if you're, you know, you get things like those, some of those Sony A whatever the fuck they are. It's not the A6000 because it's pretty fucking dear. There's some of those things, or like a Canon M3. Was it? Yeah, the M3. It's a small camera, but it takes lenses, and it's got like audio input and stuff, even though it's a small camera. So I don't know. That would be my fucking advice. If you can spend a wee bit more money, get one that has audio input and a flip screen. Some of those low end, you know, like Canon DSLRs even. It's just, if you want small and compact, a GoPro will do, but things like sound and zoom and all aren't there. If you want to spend a bit more money and have a bulkier camera, and you have an audio input and a fucking the option to switch lenses, do that. And that's the most boring shit I'm going to fucking talk about today. At the end of the day, mate, you can make a fucking vlog on anything, as long as it's interesting to watch. But just go for clarity. All you want is clear and good sound. That's it. You know, you don't need these beautiful pictures and whatever. Just clear. Your phone is probably the best fucking thing you have. That was the M. Simpson, 95, or Simp, I imagine. Questions. Isle of Man, number one fan. I forget your name, sir, I'm afraid. Podcast question. Heading to Prague for my stag do this weekend with 23 Irish lads. Any tips on how not to die or get fingered in the poo-poo? If you're not going to get fingered in the poo-poo, why the fuck are you going to Prague? I remember a guy I used to work with went to Prague on a stag do. His wife then left him because he's a cunt, but... yeah, he was like, it's wild. You go to them strip clubs, it's fucking lunacy. He's like, the women are, like, just unfeasibly hot. And she took out a brand new dildo out of a packet and put it in his mouth and then, like, bounced on it. And I was like, that's a cool story, bro, but I don't want, if we've gone that far, for her to be bouncing on a dildo. I'm saying. I wouldn't put myself... I couldn't do that. As much fun as it's... I just don't know if I could fucking... I would be into that. I would be all like, how does this happen then? What's the crack with life? But then, you know, maybe in some countries it's frowned upon. In other countries it's a lot more open. Maybe she's like, fuck you, sir. I make 3,000 euro per evening. And I'm like, sweet. I'm going to get twerking in the near future. Facebook questions. Yas, queen. Let's rattle these out. Trypophobia. That was Michael Jardine. Was there video? What is with the flies? You leave your door open for 10 minutes and there's full of fucking flies in this dump. I swear this fucking... this thing is going in the bin. Trypophobia. Reaction? Video? What? But it's not real. There's, you know, in fact, all of these are like fake. You know, they're like people have done makeup on people's hands and whatever, and it looks like. If you want to see that for real, there's a video called Simon's Jigger Removal. A jigger must be like a wee worm that lives in your feet. And this doctor's digging it out. That's the real version of what you're looking at. All that other shit is like prosthetics. Pretty fucking rank, bro. Alex Johnson. Any scary, creepy, paranormal experiences? Everyone loves an old ghost story. Nah, not really, to be honest. I don't really believe in it. However, I've said this before. If I experienced it, I would probably shite all over myself. I remember at the end of our street one time, there was like a big high wall. That we used to, you know, you got to the age where you could run at it and like run up the wall and grab it and throw your body on top, cutting the fucking arms off yourself at the same time. And on the other side of that was this old woman's house, which I don't think she went in her back garden at all. There was these sheds that were probably used by like her husband. And we used to sneak in and fucking look around. The odd time you'd kick your football over and you'd have to go get it. But there was also, people were chucking all sorts over that wall. There was fucking porn mags and everything we were getting our hands on. I'm going to sneeze real quick. Fuck. Christ the night. The ball went over one time and I don't know what the crack was. I think this is before we were able to actually jump over it. The ball went over and I was like, right, we're going to have to walk around the front of the wee housing estate here and up along. Because it was the start of the next housing estate almost. And you couldn't get over the wall. So I had to walk around the front of the road to get to your house. And like knock on the window. And I was like, is there anyone fucking in here even? And we're knocking the window. And you're kind of trying not to stare in. Knocking the door, trying not to stare in the window. And we sort of looked in the window. And we're like, is there anyone in there, I wonder? And it looked like there wasn't, right? And have you ever seen Snatch? Or Lockstock, where the girl just sits up out of the sofa and just dressed more or less like the sofa and just fucking like shoots everybody. That's what happened. But we were like, is there anyone fucking in there? And it was the oldest, scariest fucking witch looking witch, probably like just a wee frail old lady who was asleep basically, right? But we were looking through, sort of half looking through the window. You know when you can't really see, there's light coming from behind you and it's reflecting. And I was like, I can't even fucking see in there, can I? Trying to look in, whatever. And all of a sudden this head just turned on the sofa because there were so many pillows and blankets on the sofa, and she obviously had like one of those wee granny fucking headscarves, and she turned her head and like smiled, and I nearly, we fucking shit. Like it probably didn't make her feel very good that she was just sitting like half having a nap, and then she heard the door, the window knock, and we were all staring through the window, and she turned and smiled because it was a bunch of kids, and we all fucking shit our pants and ran away. Not a paranormal story, but just scared of old women. What's your favourite place you've travelled to and had a gig in Ireland? Travelled to and had a gig? I don't know. There's plenty of ones I've travelled to that weren't that fucking... The gig wasn't that good, like. Fuck. I like the Rathlin trip we went to, but the gig wasn't great. It was probably alright for the folk that were there, like, but it's pretty quiet, even though it was St. Paddy's Day. Ray McCrossan, r/cringeanarchy on Reddit. What? Is this another fucking thing I'm gonna have to Google? Rona McCann, do you ever compete in BJJ? Nah, not really, because I mean, I do have a fucking slight fear in my head of like, there's Barry the Blender doing jiu-jitsu, which is a terrible excuse, but I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I just like doing it for fun. I don't even like doing jiu-jitsu that, I don't know, it's just, I like doing it. There's a lot of people where it's like, jiu-jitsu is life, bro, but it's not me. I just like doing it whenever I can. What's this? Cringe anarchy? Is this a load of cringe videos? Here's a man doing the old Jamaican daggering type stuff. Do you ever see that? Do you ever see that? When all these Jamaican ones at these dance halls go fucking buck mad. Grabs this girl, lifts her up. She puts her legs round. Swings her round. And then does some like fucking douche, like Brock Lesnar type slam. Gets on top of her. I mean, it's pretty violent. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Okay, now I can't go back. So I don't know what this is. Ray McCrossan, he used to do a bit of stand-up, sent me this. What the fuck am I looking at? What am I looking at here? Just a load of stupid photos. Like, there's a guy, do I look better with or without facial hair? And it's like a fucking 13-year-old who looks the same in both photos. Anyway, I regret clicking on that. Alexander McGovern, what's your ID? McGovern, what's your ideal holiday setup? I don't know, just anything fucking... I don't know, like a... I'm trying to think. I don't really like being anywhere for that length, that much time. So my ideal holiday setup would just be like, you know, 2 nights in fucking... It would sort of be like, if I could do like a fancy backpacking, you know, you spend like 2 days and then you go somewhere else and then you spend 2 days there and then you're somewhere else and you're like, this is absolutely beautiful, let's stay here. That's my ideal setup. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a fucking sun holiday or anything. I just like cool places. Like, I know I never fuck up about it, but the last bit of traveling of any, you know, fucking worth talking about was last year. And we went to Dubai, which wasn't for me. I was just like, this is fucking some flashy wank. There's no real fucking culture here. It's weird. And whatever culture there is, it's just, it's not a fun culture. You know, there's no pints. You know what I'm saying? And then we went to Vietnam, which was fucking amazing. And then we went to Thailand, which we didn't really get the most out of because the weather was fucking terrible. We couldn't travel to the islands or anything because it was fucking pissing down. But, you know... The Vietnam one sticks out because it was so interesting. I just like interesting places and moving about all the time. You know, people go like, oh, we're going to fucking one resort in Tenerife for 3 weeks. You're like, fucking kill me, dead. Would you go back, if you could go back 5 years, what, if anything, would you do differently? I would probably just try and focus on a fucking direction a bit earlier rather than just fucking take whatever comes. Just like, no. I wish it was a bit more fucking business-minded from the offset, a bit more entrepreneurial. What do you think should happen to wee scumbags that vandalise and wreck things? And that's from Chris Rafferty. I say bring back provos or some sort of group that dish out beatings. I mean, there's no doubt whether it was legal or fucking whatever. There was a lot of fucking communities that were protected by paramilitaries, you know? I actually had that conversation with girlfriend Maureen's mum. She was like, back in the day when you... She's like, you knew the fucking row or runabout. No one stole anything. Nobody fucking... No one did anything bad. No one was selling drugs because you'd have got fucking kneecapped. And there's a logic to it, certainly. Favourite moment with your better half, the lovely Maureen, Marty Goodall, getting all creepy with the questions. I don't know. It's hard to... I think if you can pick one moment out, then it's a bit fucking like, oh, do you remember the time we did the nice thing? We do nice shit all the time, you know? Do fun shit all the time. You know? Jim Smith, would you rather give the first 95% of a blowjob or the last 5%? Depends whose dick you're sucking and how long it's going to take. You know, if you're not that good at it and you're sucking the dick of some big old porn star and you're like, sorry mate, but this 95% might be about 90 minutes here. Still probably the first 95%. That's a good question, Jim Smith. Suck a toe or lick a pit? Probably lick a pit. You know? Or suck it. I don't give a fuck. Get both your whole feet in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Ever had piles from Fergal McGorman? Piles of what, mate? Pints? Speaking of pints, someone sent me this clip. Paddy Lusty, Pint Man. What the fuck is this?
I wouldn't be fond of drinking, but when I go at it, I do go at it awful and very hard. I do have 45 pints in about 2 hours. I'd have a packet of Crips then and maybe an old packet of peanuts. And I'd go for probably, and I'd have 10 more anyway. And then I'd get up the following morning and have the fry on. And I'd go ahead again. And there'd be no fucking stopping me. I'd take the shirt of any man's back.
Did he say Maureen? Get the fry on?
And I'd get up the following morning and morning have the fry on. And I'd go ahead again. I'd have 45 pints in about 2 hours. I'd have a packet of Crips then.
I know that's ridiculous. I'm like, I had 45 pints. But then when he goes like, I'd have a packet of Crips. I'm not an animal. I'll have myself a fucking little packet of Crips there, boy. Packet of Crips for the boys.
And then maybe an old packet of peanuts. Have a packet of Crips then. Have a packet of Crips then. Have a packet of Crips then. And maybe an old packet of peanuts. And I'd go for probably... And I'd have 10 more anyway.
I get where he's coming from, you know. He'd be like, I don't take a lot of pints very often, but when I do, I fucking go at it. I love 45 pints. Anyway, let's call this fucking thing a day right now. Let's call it a day. I gotta get out of here. It is 1:45. How the fuck did that happen? Nothing to plug this week other than Lavery's Comedy Club, which is tomorrow night, Wednesday the 17th. Get yourselves along to that. Follow me on Snapchat. Follow me on Snapchat for all the promos. Follow me on Instagram. Get yourself subscribed at YouTube. There's new videos going up all the time. Get yourself over, bro. Oh, shit, I'm getting messages up the arsehole here. Right, so that's all. Go to Lavery's, follow me on the social medias, check out the vloggy vlogs, all that bollocks. And that's it. I'll speak to you next time. I'll play out in this wonderful tune. Wonderful, wonderful tune. See you later, guys. Respect. Rate and review this on iTunes, by the way, because that's what puts it up the charts, bitch. And if it's not 5-star, you can go fuck yourself. Big tunes! We'll be right back. That's enough of that shit. See you later. Bye.